Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call. Our chairperson today is Mr. Johnny Yun. Johnny, please begin your call and I'll be standing by for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Great, thanks. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Johnny Yun. I'm the Finance Director and Company Secretary of IRC. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited, stock code 1029, Hong Kong, conference call for the 2023 interim results announcement. Apart from me today, with us are our CEO, Dennis Chia-Nik Hengkou, as well as our CFO, Daniela Cotti-Rolfe. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides for use in this call have been uploaded, and you can download the documents from our website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. 大家好，我是铁钢研货财务主管同埋公司秘书姚兆章，欢迎大家出席铁钢研货香港交易所股票编号1029，2023年中期业绩报告电话会议。今日公司出席嘅代表包括有首席财务官 Dennis Chia-Nik Hengkou先生，同埋首席财务官 Daniela Cotti-Rolfe 先生。
出席嘉宾暂时会以文字为聆听模式。喺管理层正式报告完毕之后，我哋会设有答问嘅时间，欢迎大家使用英文、国语或者广东话发问。另外，想提醒大家，本会议正在进行录音，而会议使用嘅公告同埋演讲稿已经上载于本公司嘅网站www.ircgroup.com.hk。欢迎大家下载。我也有请我哋嘅首席新闻官 Dennis Chia-Nik Hengkou 先生为我哋主持会议。It's now a pleasure to turn the call to our CEO, Dennis Chia-Nik Hengkou. Dennis, you may begin.
Good morning, good afternoon, dear investors, dear shareholders. The board of directors of IRC, together with its subsidiaries, is pleased to announce the interim results of the company for the 6 months ended June 30, 2023. The first half of the current year was a difficult period for commodities producers. The iron ore industry is no exception. Let me note some financial highlights on slide number 5. Weaker iron ore price resulted in a reduction in revenue to $139.2 million as per June 30, 2022, it was $165.7 million. EBITDA, excluding non-recurring items and foreign exchange, decreased to $28.9 million in comparison with the same period of 2022, it was $52.4 million. Underlying profit of $9.3 million in comparison with the $39.2 million as per June 30, 2022. Non-cash asset impairments of $73.6 million in comparison with the previous year, it was $113 million. Loss attributable to shareholders of $65.7 million in comparison with the $77.9 million as per June 30, 2022. Cash deposit increased to $45.2 million in comparison with the $36.9 million with the previous year period. Net debt reduced to $28 million, and as per December 31, 2022, it was $41.6 million. Some operation highlights. The production volume increased by 4% to 1.3 1,300 tons, despite of 1 week temporary production stoppage of KNS due to pulp pumps issued. It is comparison with the 1.2 million tons. Sales volume increased by 7.6% to 1.3 million tons. It is in line with the production increase. And continuous preparation of the Sutara deposit with the aim of starting the mine operation in Sutara in the first half of 2024. So, and right now, so I want to pass the word to our CFO, Daniil Kotlyarov, with a financial review.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I would like to give you a little bit of overview and explanations of the results of the company over H1 of this year and the development of our chief executive just announced. If you open the next slide, you've got the main information about the results of the company. What I would like to note in addition of what Dennis mentioned already is that we've been impacted with the decline of the price of iron ore, which is reflected in the decrease of sales and which is reflected in decrease of the revenues on the bottom line of the company. We have also increase in the cash cost on the if you calculate them on the mine gate, while the cash costs on delivered basis are basically in line with the previous year. I think it's worth explanations why are the reasons of the increase on the costs, and I'll be able to give you more comments in the slides which are going to follow. We unfortunately are impacted with the increase in the inflation. We worried about the increase in the negative. We worried about negative increase in the inflation and the impact on the cost of the company at the end of last year. So we unfortunately are right now witnessing the impact of this. We have seen significant increase in the cost of the labor, in cost of the electricity, and of the fuel, and all the transport expenses. If you calculate them in rubles, it was the result of the global increase in the inflation, but also increase in the inflation in Russia, which has also resulted with the impact of sanctions on the Russian economy. And while we experiencing the negative effect of the inflation, we did not experience the positive effect of depreciation of the ruble. If you look at the exchange rate of the ruble against the dollar over the H1 of the last year and also of the H1 of this year, it's basically at par. Which reflected a certain like movements in the trade and currency balance of Russian economy. But as of today, we are seeing the significant depreciation of the ruble, and we assume that positive impact of the depreciation of the ruble on the cost of the company will be experienced at the end of this year. On the next slide, you see the information about the income statement of the company. What I would like to note uh, um, here a part of the decrease of the revenues and increase of the costs, which we already explained, is that we have seen significant decrease of the we have seen significant decrease in the level of G&A expenses, which also reflection of the which also reflection of the intention of the company on optimizing the costs. The biggest item which is negatively affecting the bottom line of the company is basically impairment. Here, I think it's worth explanation. As you know, impairment, we are booking the impairment because we are binded with the accounting rules. We are required to do the assessment of the future value of the assets on the basis of the current outlook on the price of iron ore, and we have seen the decrease in the outlook on the price of iron ore versus the end of last year, and this is a reflection of the impairment loss. I would like to underline again, this is a non-cash item, it's just an accounting entry. On the slide nine, you see the information about the breakdown of the cash cost of the KNS mine. Here, I can repeat again that we as everyone in the world, and also as other producers in Russia, we are experiencing significant negative impact on the inflation on our costs. We particularly like I know that already we experienced significant increase in the cost of electricity. We also experiencing the increase in the cost of the labor because of the shortage of the labor, and also because of the increase in the inflation. We are required to increase the we are required to increase the salaries in order to keep the labor which is working on KNS, and I would like to note that especially in this region where we operate, we believe that the labor is one of the most valuable of resources, and we have to keep up with the level of inflation in terms of the level of salaries. We have experienced a little bit of increase in tax, but it's a reflection of the changing of the level of subsidies which we are doing on KNS, and so that was expected. Although, as I mentioned already, the cost on the delivered basis basically in line with the previous year, which was the effect of the shipments which we did in, which we did last year using the sea route. At the beginning of this year, we were mostly supplying our product via the railway with the lesser cost of the logistics, and it has a positive impact on the cash cost of the company. And so on the next slide, we provided you with information explaining the difference between we provide you the breakdown of the difference between the EBITDA of the 6 months of the last year versus this year. As I explained already, and now it's graphically, it's very like visually easy to see that the major difference is the decrease in the price of iron ore, also increasing the cost, which was not offset with the depreciation of the ruble. And I would like to make it, a forward-looking like statement here that yes, we expect the positive like effect of depreciation of the ruble in the second or half of this year. On the next slide, there is information about the cash flows of the company. As we disclosed previously, we had a non-operating movement in cash flow in relation with the procurement and disposal of the assets. I know that we had the questions in the past about when the transaction of the disposal of the assets will will be closed, and we can announce that as of today, we received all the money in relation with the disposal of the assets, and it will be reflected it will be reflected in the cash balance at the end of the quarter. So on the next a slide with information about the balance of the company, I guess the only notable difference here is the impairment which we booked, and the reasons I explained already, it's purely the effect of the decrease in the outlook of the price of iron ore. On the last slide here, there's information about the liquidity and cash balance. It's nothing new. I think we can just report that as of end of June, there was an increase in the cash balance of the company and the decrease in the debt of the company, which is a positive news, and like decrease. This is basically a reflection that in spite of all the challenges which we mentioned already, the company is cash flow generating and profitable in spite of the negative bottom line, which is impacted with the non-cash impairment. I think basically that's the main information we would like to give you about the results of the company, and I believe we're happy to move to Q&A.
Operator, can you put us to Q&A, please?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now poll for questions. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 for questions. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 for questions. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 key for questions. Johnny, there are no questions at this point in time. Thank you.
All right, great. And so if there's no question at this point in time, so we are now ending the meeting here, and thank you everyone for joining the call today. But if you have any questions later on, please feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can refer to our corporate website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. 因為沒有其他提問啦, 會議就宣佈到此為止啦。 我們很多謝今天每一出席的嘉賓, 還有希望你各位有一個愉快的一日。 如果你各位有任何疑問呢, 其實隨時可以歡迎聯絡我們的, 可以聯絡方法呢, 可以參與我們ILC的官網, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a good day. 好, 各位, 我們今天會議結束。
Thank you for your participation. This concludes the conference. Goodbye.